We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sometimes when you're a new parent, the phrase me time, alone time is like, ha, a cruel joke. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. John and Tammy in the morning. Where did you go? What did you do when you were a parent, a new parent, to get your alone time? It could happen at the weirdest places, like maybe just an insanely long time in the bathroom. Not because you're sick, because you need me time.
Yeah.
833-287-1037 with John and Tammy in the morning. Tammy's on vocal rest right now. I can't stand to hear her talk, so she's in the corner, and she's helping, but she's not talking this morning. And so I think we're all going to do better because of that. Jessica, you want to set this up at all or what?
Yeah, I've been wanting some me time very desperately, and I did get it this weekend in the Vons parking lot.
So here's what I realized the biggest change in my life has been since I had a kid. Me time no longer consists of, like, staying home, maybe watching a movie, maybe doing my nails. Just relaxing. Now me time is going to the grocery store alone to get everybody's groceries. I'm literally sitting in the parking lot at Vons right now, and I'm considering staying here an extra like 10-15 minutes to just look at my phone.
So you're in the parking lot?
Yeah, in my car.
Nobody's bothering you.
Nope.
No husband, no clingy one-year-old.
Nope.
Just you in the parking lot of the grocery store. What about the grocery store itself? I mean, isn't that considered me time?
Should that be considered me time, though? Because I'm grocery shopping for the entire family so that I can cook for the week. Is that me time?
No, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to have an outburst.
To get me some me time. That's what my life is now. And I need some me time. Not that I don't love my child. Just where's the me time?
I think anybody can understand this is not about not loving your children. Yesterday, I'm lucky enough to have my kids here yet for yet another few days before they go back to school. And it's been that way since the middle of December. So I've had a very, very nice break. We went to L.A. on Saturday so they can go to a concert and I can just kind of loiter and watch playoff football. And then we drove home yesterday afternoon, and they both, when they got home, went to go visit friends. And it dawned on me, like, yeah, I love having my kids here, but I've got some me time right now, and I don't mind that whatsoever.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed my time sitting alone in the parking lot at Vaughn's, so I continued it at my house in our driveway.
Wow, your crazy me time continues.
I know.
Jessica, if you're following at home, has gone from sitting by herself in a parking lot to sitting by herself in her car in her driveway.
Okay, just an update. I'm now sitting in my car waiting to go inside. I don't want to go inside. My dog's staring at me through the window like I'm a crazy person. This is my break. Sitting in my car. I don't think my husband knows I'm home yet. Oh, no. There he's at the door.
He's caught.
Okay. Well, I guess I have to go in.
Me time lasted about 30 seconds. What are you? So Hamby, like, saw you outside?
He's like, I thought I heard you drive up, but then I didn't hear anything for a little bit, so I went out to check. I'm like, oh, thanks.
So does he understand that you need some me time? Has he done anything to help you with that?
He does. He takes the kids sometimes. Like, Wednesday night, I was so tired, like, last Wednesday. So he was like, after dinner, you go do your thing. So I went to the bedroom, and I did work and stuff and was able to go to sleep at 8 instead of 9:30, which was nice.
833-287-1037. Are you like Jessica? Are you sitting in your car at the grocery store, not because you're held hostage, but because you actually consider that to be your quality me time? What did you do? Where did you go to get that quality me time, especially as a new parent? Producer Jessica, no one thinks you're a kook for getting some me time simply by sitting in your car, hoping that nobody bothers you in your driveway.
Okay, just an update. I'm now sitting in my car waiting to go inside. I don't want to go inside. My dog's staring at me through the window like I'm a crazy person. This is my break. Sitting in my car. I don't think my husband knows I'm home yet. Oh, no, there he's at the door. Okay. Well, I guess I have to go in.
Honey, I saw you out in the driveway. What's going on out there? Don't you want to come in the house with the loudness and the dog and me and the kid? I don't get it. Why are you sitting there by yourself?
He didn't even help bring in the groceries.
Wow, well, that's a different issue altogether. 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy in the morning. And producer Jess is saying a lot of what new parents say. I'll go anywhere, anything, just to have some me time, some alone time. If you're keeping track, Jessica was sitting in her car, not only at her home, but at the Vons grocery store. Now, in Vons is an alone time because you're getting food for your family. I get it.
Yeah.
So your me time simply consisted of sitting in your car by yourself. Candy is in Oceanside. Candy, what did you do for me time?
I used to mow the lawn with a push mower, but it couldn't come near me.
Did you have a riding mower but chose the push mower because it would take longer?
Yes.
I could get the job done a lot quicker, but why bother? That's hilarious.
Exactly.
How long did that lawn take you to push mow?
It was about a third of an acre.
You had some time there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots of time. Don't come near me.
Can't come near me. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And I'm not talking about the lawnmower. I'm talking about me. Thank you, Candy. Gwen's out in Imperial Beach. Gwen can relate. What did you do for alone time, Gwen?
After all three of my kids were in school, I learned how to paddleboard. And I would go out to the bay for about an hour, hour and a half, and just paddleboard around the bay.
That sounds awesome. But if your kids are in school, they're gone. Aren't you already having me time that way?
Not when you have chores to do.
Yeah, see, I don't feel like doing chores should count as me time. I mean, I spend time doing, putting away laundry, doing the dishes. That's what my quote-unquote me time that I'm supposed to have ends up being because there's so much to do.
Yeah, but your me time was sitting in a car in a parking lot.
I know, I wasn't doing anything at that point. I was looking at Instagram.
I'm totally with you, Jess.
See, I need me time.
Yeah. I do too.
833-287-1037. Are you able to relate to producer Jess? Even if it's like, I don't know, I'm going to read a magazine in the bathroom. It's called me time. And quit sticking your fingers underneath the door going, Mom, Mom, Dad, 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 I need you, Dad, Dad, I need you, Dad. Me time.
Feels like you've been there before.
I have. Yeah. Do I tell you now that you're going to miss it when they're in college?
Oh, you've told me that.
All right.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.